Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord is good. His return is very soon. Very soon. Very, 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 very soon. I believe we will see him in our lifetime. That's just the way it is. People try to speculate when he's returning, and that's not going to work. Because Jesus said the Father put it in his control. Put into his power. So if Jesus don't know, he's waiting on the Father. But I know that the Lord told me that his return is imminent. That means any moment. Now that could be accurate because he knows when if the Father says his return is imminent, that means at any moment. And this was November 2017. We have 3 more years almost. And to God, that's still imminent. And things are happening at a fast rate. And I know of things that the Lord is doing because the Holy Spirit included me to know. He helped me to see some things. His return is imminent. So I believe we're going to see his return. According to the things that he told me, we will see it. Now, as we go forward in these days, this is a day to draw near to the Lord and learn all you can from him and about him. Because relationship is very, very important. Daniel said, he pointed out that they that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. And this is at a time when Christian people are under terrible persecution. Now, America is like a fortress. Our country is still like a fortress in pockets. And the reason I say in pockets, because the knowledge of God has gone out. And people know God here. And we have laws to protect us. We have military to protect us. We have the police to protect us. But there are elements of people that know better but will do worse. Never before in history of time has man been so deadly against God. Some people, if you think that they killed Christ was a mob, the people that live nowadays that don't love God, they are worse. Never be kidded. They are worse, much worse. And they have nuclear weapons. But we have nuclear weapons. They have guns. We have guns. This is the way it is. The nuclear weapons, the nuclear submarines, ours and theirs, and the guns, they serve as deterrents. People don't want to start a war that they know they can't finish. Even us. We don't want to start something like that. Nobody really does, but Satan has sent out evil spirits. 3 of them to take peace from the earth. And men that wouldn't normally push buttons and shoot weapons will. And the Lord keep telling me there's going to be a terrible war. And it's at the door. And I walk around knowing this. Now, when all these things are lining up, people are praying. And I said two broadcasts ago, I mentioned about Henry Gruber, how he sought the Lord and he drew near to the Lord and obeyed him. And the Lord used him to prophesy some things. And he didn't want to be a person that prophesied. He didn't want to deal with prophecy, but the Lord showed him 3 Russian Chinese, they joined forces and attacked America. He saw 3 dreams, 3 Russia attack dreams. And he had good information. And the Lord showed it to him. He showed him plots and plans, and he told people. But the kind of people that would listen to him are the kind of people that would pray and take authority. And when and generals heard it. Key people heard his dreams and visions, and they were able to make preparations. Now, that, together with people praying, it delayed this war. Because the Lord told me that the war visions of Henry Gruber are about to happen. Now, when the Lord told me this several months ago, actually a year ago, it was April of 2019, I just went to sleep. I didn't want to think about it, and I felt like, well, maybe my mind is on this too much. And then the Lord gave me two dreams. One dream I saw, I knew somebody was at the back door. And this house was not made like mine. It had the back door with six wonder buttons, you know. And it had a curtain over it. So I said, who's at that door? I knew somebody was back there. And the time I got behind, and when I got in front of the door on my side, a rifle barrel burst through one of the windows right at my stomach, right at my chest area. And I didn't have time to move. He would have shot me to pieces. And I woke up immediately. So then I got out of bed and looked outside to see what was outside in my own house. Everything was clear. When I got back into bed, I said, Lord, what was that about? He said, it's at the door. He made it clear. And then I had a dream. I saw World War II vintage planes. And in his vision, he saw World War II vintage planes. But they were orange. They were not military colored. But they had bombs on them. And I saw the prop job plane. It shot a rocket. And then it went over the ocean and shot to the inland, and the sky turned red. And I woke up. Now, I went to pray. I said, well, I took authority over Satan's purposes. You know, the Lord gave me a message one time saying, don't let the devil have nothing. Now, that's double negative. English teachers wouldn't like that kind of language. But that's how God gave it to me. Don't let the devil have nothing. That was the title of my message back in the 80s. And it helped me to fight back. And I once said, Lord, how long do we fight? In those days, I had a lot of problems, and I had a lot of satanic attacks, and I had to fight. He said, fight till you win and live in victory. So that's what I did. I don't start a fight and not finish it. That's a mistake. So I fought spiritually, and I won. And we delayed the war. That's why God gives visions and dreams, so people can pray and take authority. You don't have to sit around and wait on Satan to attack you. Now, but the Lord's return is imminent, and there's a purpose in everything. Sowing and reaping is in play. And this country has murdered over 60 million babies through abortion alone, not to mention the kidnappings and other dark things that people do. And then adults murdering each other. You know, politicians trying to help other countries murder, get abortion laws passed. All this puts spiritual debt on our nation that must be addressed. See, the justice of God will happen. It will fall. People think that the mercy lasts forever. No, the mercy endures forever for his people. When God forgive you and of your sin, you've asked him for forgiveness, he forgive you. and he graces you with salvation, he don't go back and dig up your sins and talk about it anymore. That's over. You walked out of the world system into his, and you're safe, but the consequences remain. Because the things that people put in motion stay in motion. There are drug dealers that got saved, they began to preach, but their life would be cut short. They wouldn't live long because of sowing and reaping. Paul cast Christians in jail, and everywhere he went, people put him in jail. That's how we got a lot of our New Testament. He had to write and get messengers to relay the messages and carry the letters, which became our scriptures. God uses everything. He sticks to laws. He governs by law, the same laws that he abides by. God will keep his word. He's bound to it. God is in bondage to his word. Jesus put it this way. He said, whatever a man sow, that will he also reap. But when you step out of the world system into the kingdom of God, not only do you have a chance to do better for your own life, but you have a chance to build life. A man will shorten his days by his evil doings, and then he'll learn of God and start doing God's work and lengthen his life as he do God's work. Some things that people put in motion, it stays in motion. Your spiritual debt will be on your life, but people can change. And that's the beauty of life. The love of God is great. So whatever people have done in the past, God is willing to forgive them, but they need to jump out of the world system into his and live and learn to live by his word. And that's a problem. People don't fully understand their God-given capabilities. They take a scientific approach to God's word, and you can't do that. God is God, and you have to represent him the way he reveals himself. So churches pick out things they like and things they don't and teach what they like. You're going to have failure. We're capable of much more than that. A scientific education can't govern your life in God's kingdom. Anything you learn in the world, don't use it to govern your life in God's kingdom. That's worldly junk. Leave it in the world. Now, erase it and learn what God is saying. Learn what Jesus, start with what Jesus is saying. And you'll find that your life will generate. You'll be able to generate things. The life of God is in you. And the Lord will help you understand and help people grow. You can turn the other cheek. You can pray for your enemy. You can bless those who despitefully use you. You can do all these things. You can be merciful and obtain mercy. You can be meek and inherit the earth. You can do everything Jesus said, but you got to learn how God's kingdom works. And you have to speak words by faith. The just shall live by his faith. The just can't live by his imagination. And you definitely can't live by doubts and unbelief. The just shall live by his faith. And the faith of God moves things. And when you trust God, you're able to use faith on a greater level. See, faith is knowledge before sight. You believe something true of God. And you don't have the evidence, but you act on it anyway. And then God reacts to you. So faith is a definer. If there's not something you need, you can believe God for it, and it will be done. If you need anything, any elements of patience, anything you need, it can be done for you. You can grow. You can change the facts that were. You can change the facts that are. If a man has cancer and he was told you would die, you can believe God for healing. You can take him at his word and not die. If your country is about to be attacked and the Lord reveals it to you, you can believe God for safety. You can counter the attack. And this is the way we're supposed to live. And people don't know it because they didn't have good teachers that could tell them these things. They had teachers, but they didn't have capable teachers to tell them these things. Now, whatever the teacher taught that was true, that was good. But the wrong things, when people teach error, it's a problem. You can't build your life with error. You have to have, in order to have faith, you have to have the word. That's just the way it is. No word, no faith. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. But our capabilities are great in him. And we can master life in him. I may be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.